With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Real talk, right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelmed.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
What is happening?
Intro.
Intro music. We have intro music.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
Pilot episode.
Episode number one.
Wow. Cheers.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
Thanks for joining us.
But we're going to have a lot of new folks to this podcast.
Yeah.
So I think we should give an overview of what this is all about.
Yes, I agree. Okay, but except for when she told me that we should do like, let them know what our podcast is about. I was like, yeah, I totes agree. But also, do we know what our podcast is about? Because it kind of feels like I don't. Like, I was thinking about it on the way over here while I was driving here. I'm like, what's our podcast about?
Right.
We should tell people what it's about.
It's going to be a great mystery.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically, every week, we're going to come every week. Tell them the evolution of how you consider this came to be.
Right. We're going to give you the backstory over time of our love story.
Right.
But we met back in college. It was a fast love affair.
Fast and
furious.
Yeah.
And we've always just truly enjoyed one another.
Yeah.
Sounds super weird.
I mean, it was like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of times where there could be 100 different people in the room.
99 of them don't believe in you.
And all it takes is one.
Just takes the one.
And she was my person.
And she was mine. Wow.
So good.
I believe now what we need to do that we've intro'd that line is we need to say it in every single episode for the rest of the time.
In fact, let's just take that and put it on loop for an hour.
Put it on loop for an hour. Spoiler alert, what you need to know is part of our segment. What you need to know is that's a Lady Gaga reference.
Yep, so to Bradley Cooper. You're my Bradley Cooper.
In life. When you're mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's move beyond when we met.
Yes.
We met, Fast and Furious, fell in love. It was fire.
Fire. Hot fire.
Hot fire. Come to find out, we have the same sense of humor.
Yep.
We have, like, more fun with each other than anybody. People have more fun around us, so we think. I mean, some people have called us.
So we have been told.
What do they call us? Like, overwhelming?
Overwhelming. And so if you get...
We disagree.
Yeah, if you get overwhelmed easily by women friendships, this probably isn't the place for you. But if you love being in a girl group.
And, like, entertained.
And entertained. This is totally for you. Because we're going to be your virtual friends.
Yeah.
Every week.
So, and we will tell you more about who I am. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Colleen.
So we'll tell you. Yeah.
Right. Next time.
We'll tell you more about it at some point. At some point, we think. But, so then what happened was we just started hanging out, having a lot of fun. People would tell us things like, gosh, you guys are so funny. You should have a TV show.
Yes.
And we're like,
people still say that.
Damn straight. We should.
Why don't we?
So then fast forward again.
I remember one time someone said,
are you going to say it? I think you are.
But somebody told us, they're like, you two should get paid to go to parties.
Oh, I do not remember that. Who said that?
Mason.
Okay, but that's what I'm thinking of. He was really our biggest fans.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember him saying that.
Yeah, he's like, you guys should get paid to go to parties. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's the thing. Which, by the way, dream board?
Yeah.
Let's throw it out there. If you guys are having a birthday party someday and you want us to come,
we'll be there.
Pay us.
We'll be there. Pay us all your life savings and we'll be there.
Yeah. We only charge $1 million each.
Chump change.
Not a big deal.
Chump change.
MBD.
MBD.
So then what happened was, I feel like even fast forward, this is like a long intro to how we got here, but I think it's important you know how you can say this was born.
Yep.
Somebody reached out to me. I have like a social media presence. So this person reached out to me and he said, hey, we're like filming this new duo food TV show or something.
Right.
And it was like going to be on the Food Network or like some major TV show. And he was like, but it has to be you with somebody else. And I'm like, okay, well, obviously first thing pops into mind, because we have been wanting to like do something like this, like create a YouTube channel or something for a while. So then
I remember you sent me an email and you're like, hey, I feel like I don't even need to ask you this, but would you be interested?
Yeah.
And I practically jumped through the computer.
Yeah. It's like, I knew you would be interested. Yeah.
So we got together and we filmed our audition for this.
2 minutes of in all time of and anything ever recorded.
The biggest takeaway we had from that was we can't stop this. Because we had so much fun. Like, we had never we had always been fun for fun's sake.
Right.
But we had never put intention behind our fun and like a creativeness behind our fun.
Right.
And that was addictive fast. Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the TV show.
Oh, no, no.
We did not get the TV show, but we did.
That's why we're here.
We needed pretty huge learning. And that was, everyone was correct. We do need a TV show and we're going to create our own damn show.
Yep. So we started You Can Sip With Us by going to different restaurants in Portland, trying those out. A lot of you started hanging out with us then. Those episodes still live on YouTube and they were a blast. Then we had some long distance love because Ash lives half of the year in Arizona. I live in Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
We had a little bit of a hiatus. We came back strong.
And as close as we are, I mean, besties isn't strong enough. Like, soulmate, sister, nothing is big enough for like our relationship.
Mm-mm.
There's no term that has been in the English language yet.
None.
But even still, we both suck at like talking on the phone.
We hate it.
So we didn't like talk.
Yeah.
We would like text randomly. And like, of course, when Taylor Swift dropped her last album, we spent 2 hours on the phone listening or like messaging, listening, like having a virtual listening party.
And we had visits.
Yeah. And we saw each other, which was great.
Which
but
great.
We were just terrible at staying in touch. So now what we're doing is we're being selfish. We're creating our own show and talking to each other weekly.
That's exactly right.
And we're just bringing you along for the ride.
Yeah.
Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
we do want you here.
Very badly want to be your friends.
Yeah. So subscribe, tell your friends, tell your people.
Tell your husband, tell your wives, tell your family.
Tell your
But episode two came back, season two came back, and now our format has evolved into a podcast, and we're so excited about it. So every week you tune in, we will have this podcast up sometime before the end of the month.
Yeah,
and
then it's going to be live.
Weekly from there on out. And you can expect us to fill you in on what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be about things we love. Sometimes it's updates for each other on things happening in our lives. It can be TV, music, really.
It can be deep shit. It can be
necessary.
Really anything, just based on what you need to know from the last week that went down.
What you need to know.
Yeah.
We'll also fill you in on, or we'll hot topic it.
Yeah.
So we'll cover hot topics.
Yes.
And those can be anything from the week. Viewer questions, advice, like message us, email us. Like, we want to know what you guys want us to talk about.
Yes.
And precisely, peaks and valleys.
Precisely. And and then the highs and lows. And you'll be on the evolution if we decide to change things. But right now, that's what we're working with.
And we're going to get started.
It's fire. This is fire. It's going to be fire. You know what? Cheers to the fire.
Cheers
to
the inferno.
Wow.
I feel like I want that, that Instagram filter that has the where it's like fire. That's kind of my favorite one because it's like rock and roll.
I a little bit feel like people overuse those.
I do overuse that 100%.
And the love one.
So much.
It's like, and I'm like, snap through the next one. You're boring me. You know?
Yeah. Have you heard the music though to the fire one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fire one is good if it's short, but if it's like for 10 seconds or the whole 15 seconds that a story allows you.
Yeah.
I am out so hard.
I could play that over and over and over.
And see, so we like each other. We have similarities, but we have some serious differences.
Yeah. And this is a major one.
This is a major, major one.
Let's launch in. What do I need?
No, no. What? You tell me what. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think I came prepared.
Well, well, well.
What do I need to know?
Okay.
Calling from this week.
I have a major TV update. I am about to unload on TV recommendations right now. I have been busy.
You always bring your notes.
I take notes. I come prepared. This matters to me.
Yeah, tear your page out and I need a page. I need to write my own notes. Give me some notes.
Oh my God.
Give me notes.
I feel like the A student and you are literally copying.
Do I survive life?
You are copying right now.
Yeah,
and I'm fine with it. I'm passing you my answers to
I got test. One thing I need to know. Great.
Are you ready to
continue?
Are you going to actively listen to me?
I'm actively
while
listening.
You take notes.
No, I'm taking
I have
notes
other
of what
friends who will actively listen to me because
yes,
guys,
you need me.
Oh my gosh, wow. I have been busy watching television. So I have so busy. House of Cards is. Have you seen that show?
No,
before?
Or even heard of it. What is that?
You have not heard of House of Cards?
Have
you been living under a bridge?
Hold on. I feel like maybe I have, but I'm blanking. Is it the one with Kevin? Is it with Kevin Spacey?
Okay. For those of you who are first time listeners to this in the podcast, I feel like I need to apologize.
Wait! What's that one called?
That's House of Cards.
Yeah.
With Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
So you do know it.
Yeah. I was not sure if it was adding to, if it was correct. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm with you.
Jeez. So, do you know what happened to Kevin Spacey?
You are a bully. Yeah, so he was called out with the Me Too movement.
Yes.
And they
major.
Let him go, right?
They let him go. Okay. People were uncertain if the show was going to come back.
Whoa.
It has come back. The star
wife.
Female is amazing. She's so
right?
talented. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the series finale, and that has come back.
Okay.
We binged the whole thing. And here's what I'll say. If you love House of Cards, watch it. It is worth it. Give the season a good farewell.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed. You won't be probably that crazy about
yeah.
it. As a fan, I give it a solid B. Okay?
Okay.
Not an
okay.
A. If you don't care about House of Cards, if you have to ask what House of Cards is, do not watch it.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Not worth it.
Another show we need to talk about. Have you seen the commercials for the show Manifest on like NBC or something?
Yeah. Is that the plain one?
Yeah. So
give me a break.
It has gotten a lot of buzz because it's like you take some
yeah,
people.
Yeah, because there's a huge marketing budget. There's no way it's had a lot of actual organic buzz.
Right.
That show is a joke. I haven't even seen it.
Wow. So here's my review of it.
If you are going to say to watch it.
Here, I'm going to give an honest review of it. Because we watched 2 or 3 episodes. Here's what I'll say. Because the marketing budget alone, I thought, I feel like I owe it to myself to just see what this is
okay,
about.
Did you watch the...
I've actively watched for 3 minutes.
What do you mean you watched the previews and you still decided I should watch the show?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, okay. Here's what I will say. So the premise of the show, these people go on a plane. They feel like they're taking a normal flight. They
yeah.
land. They've been gone for like 5 years.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, I mourned your
yeah,
death. I got
exactly.
remarried. All these
sense.
Things.
There'll be ages on the plane in 5 years. Like, it does not make sense. It's a stupid premise.
And that's just it. It doesn't make sense. So mass confusion. And I happen to like these sort of sci-fi things. Here's what I'll say. It is very watered down. It is like eating a Snickers bar. And I mean that in a kind way.
What?
Sometimes a Snickers bar is delicious.
Always.
You have one or you have two, but you never feel quite fulfilled. Whereas shows like Breaking Bad are like a 4-course meal.
Is this
right?
making sense to any of you?
Yeah, everybody. It's making sense to everybody. So all I'm saying is sometimes you want a Snickers bar, something light, something you don't have to care about.
No,
something
you
don't have
like
to dedicate.
A Three Musketeers bar. That's not fulfilling.
That's fine. Three Musketeers
fine.
Bar. We'll
okay.
play your game. We'll
do
this
your way.
Whatever you want to do. And a fun size one at that, not very much.
Right.
And you're gonna feel like absolute crap afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? But they're easy to pop in your mouth. That's Manifest.
Wait, so
moving on.
Do you literally if I see a Three Musketeers, this is where we differ. This is great. Because if I see a Three Musketeer bar on the counter and a fun size one,
yeah.
not in a million years would I eat it.
Well, then Manifest isn't for you.
You made that perfectly clear.
Great. I have two more TV updates for you.
Okay.
There's a show getting a lot of organic buzz right now called The Bodyguard. It's like the number one show in Europe. Rotten Tomatoes is very high. It's short. It's like less than 10 episodes. If you need something to watch, it's very good. Very intense. And lastly, we got hooked on a show last night.
Yeah.
Called Homecoming on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I heard about this because of Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is in it. And I am
taking a note. I'm going to write that down.
So she plays a psychiatrist at this business called Homecoming.
Yeah.
That try, like, vets come home and they go into this immersive program to get better, but it's like twisted. And for those of you who might have seen the show Mr. Robot, the same producer is behind this as Mr. Robot. Anyways, I'm loving these A-list people who come onto the small screen, like Julia Roberts, Amy Adams in Sharp Objects, Nicole Kidman, and Reese.
Yeah.
And also, did you know who's joining the new season of Big Little Lies?
I have
Big
seen,
A-lister.
Yeah. I've seen, if I cannot remember.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, that I did not know.
Major.
What?
She's going to be on season 2 of Big Little Lies.
She's like more than A-list.
She's the queen.
She's literally like created the list.
Yeah. There's like Oprah and Meryl Streep in my top ever forever list.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this, we have not finished it, so I cannot say how it ends. I can't say my overall take on it.
Right.
But man, we started watching that last night. It's Homecoming?
No,
Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that.
Stay tuned.
I feel like they're making it right now. I guess the very last thing is Breaking Bad is making a movie.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, and I felt like you needed to know that.
This is
know
actually,
like
you just
took
me on a full spectrum of emotion with all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was really low for a minute there. You really took me low with that whole manifest bullshit you were talking about.
You were bothered by the candy,
too. Yeah, it's
too
offensive. Well, who also, who says you eat a Snickers bar and it's unsatisfying?
You're right.
That's literally their entire slogan.
That was
like,
my mistake.
They're satisfying.
Right. No, I meant, like...
Like, okay, you can reference York peppermint patty.
But, like, if you have 100, are you still satisfied or do you
feel sick? Yes, I probably feel sick if I have 100 Snickers bars. But
anyway,
I feel like...
Talk more about how I left you feeling now.
Now I am feeling so freaking excited. I want to watch Homecoming.
Great.
I forgot all about that there's a season 2 of Big Little Lies, which if you're having hot take, if you haven't seen the first season of Big Little Lies, you must.
Mm-hmm.
And then Meryl Streep's going to be on it. And then Breaking Bad.
Making a movie.
Breaking Bad is still top one or two shows of all time for me.
What's the other one?
Handmaid's Tale.
I knew it. Yep.
Yeah.
And if you are listening and you haven't seen Breaking Bad or Handmaid's, just stop right now.
Yeah,
listen to us.
Quit listening.
Go to your television.
Quit your job, actually. You need
quit
to
your job. Quit everything.
You need to turn on. You need to go on a massive marathon of watching these shows.
We'll be here when you get back.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
No. No. So what do I need to know? Are you prepared?
Well, I'm not like super prepared, but I will become more prepared as we, you know, as I up my professionalism.
Great.
But what I will say is two things. First, keeping in line, this is kind of be a little bit of a downer, I feel like, but keeping in line with the TV show thing, I was like, what big things happened to me this week? Two big things happened to me. One, I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which I don't understand. I think it's like a cool thing for people to hate on the Kardashians. Like, ugh, I hate them. You can actually install a filter to like not have the Kardashians pop up in your world anywhere. And I'm like,
wow,
I don't understand why people hate them that much because sure, they can be annoying. And I'm about to talk to you about why they annoy me. But but I also feel like they do work their asses off and they are very, very smart businesswomen. Like they are multi-millionaires. Some of them are. Kylie is like a billionaire.
She's a millionaire.
Billionaire. Like the youngest self-made billionaire or something is recent with her little what?
Yeah.
Disagree?
Just self-made is asterisk on that.
Oh, right.
But
because she's
that.
Part of the Jenner Kardashian.
Well, when you know, you come from nothing to something, that's different from coming from everything to everything plus more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, fair.
But
anyway.
But she's a hard worker and I'm not hating on it.
Right.
It's just facts.
Yeah. So great. So that's great. I don't hate the Kardashians. I watch the show. I cannot follow them on Instagram, but I always check out their feeds anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm interested, but I can't support them with a like. Anyway, so I'm watching the show and one thing that drives me crazy, like I love the family dynamic. Like I actually want to be a part of that family because
they
look like they have so much fun.
Seems so wild
not
too.
Our level of fun, but like.
No.
Yeah. Chloe, I want to be friends with Chloe. Mostly.
They've gone through so much stuff, and they are ride or die.
Ride or die.
I will be there for you no matter what.
And I think that's part of why I want to. Maybe I don't want to be part of their family, but I want to be part of a family like that.
I mean, it is. You got to give them credit for that for
sure.
Yeah,
it's major.
Yeah.
But I cannot stand the amount of energy that they spend on their TV show and in their lives talking about the looks. So what just happened recently on this last episode that I watched was Kylie Jenner had just had her baby, which looks like she never had a baby, and that should never be anyone's goal. Once you have a kid, to look like you never had a kid, like, drives me crazy, this stuff around pregnancy. Like, you should get your body back. I'm like, where did my body go? Because it just grew a human. That's pretty fucking epic. So she's talking about that. She's insecure. She's at this photo shoot. And I get you're insecure post-baby because your body's totally changed. You don't recognize it. And then Kim goes in and she's telling her, like, I get it. I feel for her. And she's telling Kylie, like, just put on a pair of Spanx. She's like, there were times that I wouldn't even leave the house without three pairs of Spanx on after I had my kid. And I'm just like, all of these people looking up to you, and they get a lot of a young audience. And so I just feel like I hate when people tell me, because I have the following that I have on social media, like, as an influencer, you should really be more like, you should be careful about saying this. I'm like, well, it's my page. But it still really bothers me that, because if the Kardashians embrace their bodies, if they were like, dude, yeah, I look like this and I just had a baby, like, say what you want. Sure, I might be fat. But if they embrace their bodies, I feel like it gives permission to other people to embrace theirs. Because all these people are looking up to them. And instead, they're getting every injection and every cut and da-da-da. And I'm all about it. It really fired me up this week. I was all pissed about it.
I can still sense a fire in you about it. And I'm getting there, too.
You're
stoking the fire in me. So here's in some ways, I appreciate it when people are vulnerable. Like, I feel insecure about this or something. But it would be great if the reply to that wasn't, I wore three pairs of Spanx. It's, I'm sorry you're feeling this way, but let's remind, like what you just did and how you're more than just your skin, and your skin, like, your body is powerful.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
So anyway, that's why I was like, this is going to be a little bit of a downer, but I think it's important to anybody that's listening to us, because it's going to probably be primarily females, and then Chris, Colleen's husband.
Right. Number one supporter over there.
Yeah. But pretty much females, and a lot of you are either moms, or you're going to have kids, or you're going to go through some sort of body change or insecurity. And it's just important to remember that, like, our bodies are not here to look beautiful. Our bodies are not here to be ornaments, like, to decorate. They really are here for so much more. They get you through life. They've either created life, they can create life, or if you're not interested in being a mom, then they take you everywhere you want to go, right? You walk on two legs, most of us. If you don't, there's that. Like, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're alive, the fact that your heart beats and your lungs breathe and your liver detoxifies and, like, all of these things are happening, let's just... Insecurity is still a thing that I have, and I'm super obviously passionate about this. I have insecurity, but I just have to talk myself out of that.
Yeah.
Because it's not the way to be. And if you're a Kardashian, like, I don't know. Step up. Like, they are so powerful. Anything they say, people do. They listen, right? Like, it's amazing to have that kind of influence, and I just wish they realized how crazy it is, because they have a bunch of little girls in their family.
They, unfortunately, I mean, who knows what journeys they'll go through, but they probably won't.
Right.
So it's on all of us to reframe this.
Right. So as you're consuming this media, and the Kardashians are just one of them, but as you're consuming social media, as you're consuming the Kardashians or magazine covers or anything, just understand, like, that's a highlight reel. They've got their own insecurities. There's a lot of people that are struggling with shit, and you are a normal human being if you have insecurities too.
Yes. And we'll leave it there.
And your body's the best.
That was passionate, but that was good. And wow. Okay.
But it's important. It's what you guys need to know. You need to know. We're humans.
Yeah. The world needs
our bodies
to know
are. I mean, you knew we were humans, but, like, our bodies are incredible.
And there's a serious lack of role models for that.
Yeah.
So we're in charge of that.
Right.
Everybody listening, we got to step up.
Yeah.
Hot topics.
Wow.
I've got a couple.
Okay, I bet you do, because you're prepared.
Do you have any?
I can think of a few on the off the cuff, off the fly.
Do you want to do that now?
Or do I have to go first? Do not want to go first.
Caitlin and Sean. Caitlin the Bachelorette and Sean. I am so for those of you who don't know, they've broken up.
I can't talk about this.
And this
this has been devastating to me.
I mean,
absolute devastation.
Here's the thing. I follow her on Instagram. You follow her on Instagram?
Absolutely, I do.
And her whole thing is, like, I don't need to post pictures of Sean to prove that we're happy. I don't have to prove anything. So I've been noticing not a lot of pictures of him.
He's been gone.
On her stories, they're like going to weddings alone. But in the back of my head, I'm like, they don't need to prove anything to me. They're happy.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the other shoe drops.
Yeah.
They're not so happy. They are not together anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it.
It's brutal.
Oh,
it's
my
really
gosh.
Awful. I listened to her podcast too, and they talked. She'd had people on where people were like, you're going to make it. Like, even Sean will be one to beat the odds and shit out. Absolutely. And I love them, but I've been trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong.
Right.
So I listened to her podcast that dropped today, listened to the one on Monday. I think they're repeats because they're not relevant. So then I listened to the first 5 minutes when I realized they weren't relevant. I'm like, I'm out. But I did go back to one where she had with Sean in March. I think it was in March.
Yep.
And I could, now knowing that they're not together, I could see the tension. Ooh, back then. Like,
really?
There was jabs going back and forth, and they were like laughing it off probably because the mics were on. But I feel like when the mics aren't on, there's jabs going back and forth all the time about things. And that's, yeah, I feel like the writing was on the wall. But you could hear it as like, oh, they just have like this jovial banter.
But you
now,
saw it.
No, well, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But now knowing on the other side, like, oh, those jabs aren't.
Right.
Those aren't playful.
No.
Those are serious things.
That was a breakup on the brinks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm still devastated about it. And,
do you think they could get back together?
I really hope so.
Here's hoping.
I feel like they are two very different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, like, even when they were good, I was like, other than both of them are very good looking,
right.
I don't really see, you know, them having a lot in common.
Right.
I don't know. He's so into fitness. She's so into drinking. You know, and I'm into both.
Right.
Right. But
and
I don't.
We were into them.
Yeah.
And now we have to move on. I hope they could get back together. I hope they're both happy. Anyway, I just had to bring this up because we texted about it, but we hadn't talked about it. And it felt like a big thing in the Bachelor world.
Yeah.
And they were like our favorite couple.
Yeah.
Because we thought,
hands down,
they're the most real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like took it very seriously. Anyway, what a bummer. Do you have any hot topic that you'd like to discuss?
I had one and I forgot it.
Wow. You are bringing your A game today.
You know what?
Oh my
gosh. You tell
gosh.
Me the first episode of our pilot and it's going to live somewhere forever. I will show up.
Wow. That's all you did.
That's all I did. I will show up in physical form, but not in any preparedness. I was just like, I don't know.
Okay, I have something to talk to you about.
Thank you. Pretend this is my hot topic.
I feel like we're on the Titanic, and I have buckets of water, and I'm just trying to.
But I'm bucketing it back into the boat.
You're jabbing more ice into the slides.
Yeah. I'm like, this boat needs is another hole. Yeah. Well, you're in some, you lose some. You know? next week I'll be better. I mean, maybe.
You have a very low bar for yourself. If you came next week with one thing,
please. That is, I mean, I don't feel like that's like a terrible way to do things.
Looking at her notes right now. She has bullet one, bullet two, which is empty, a scribble, and then her other thing is something I said.
Yeah. Why am I done with a note to remember? I want to remember to watch that show. Wow. Okay, so I wasn't an A student. I have other strengths, Colleen. Wait,
wow. I have wow. Way more breath.
Okay, have you met my liver? Have you seen what my liver can do? I mean, that's just one of the many things I have going for me.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, so I went back to the well on one of our favorite things today, the Reputation album.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who are new here to the podcast.
Okay. Which is everybody, because this is the pilot episode.
Good point. We just worship the ground that Taylor Swift walks on.
Wow.
And I was driving today. Sunny day here in Portland. Crisp air. And I thought, Reputation sounds good. I played, and I posted this on our stories.
Yeah.
Again, follow us because we're going to recommend all kinds of things. But I posted Call It What You Want To because I just was feeling that song today.
Yeah.
I had it on repeat. I listened to it probably five times.
You were living in it.
And then, do you want to know what came on after I took that off repeat?
Nope, we can end the story there.
No.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Of course I want to know.
Dancing With Our Hands Tied.
Oh.
So, Dancing With Our Hands Tied is a song, for those of you who don't know, and if you don't know, please go listen to this whole album.
The whole album. But also several times through, because on the first pass, we are huge Taylor fans, so we loved it. Mm-hmm. And it got better with every listen. But sometimes people are not Taylor fans.
Yeah.
It takes a few listens.
Yeah.
But it's a, and also, but you should know, she writes all of her own stuff. Like, with help, but she writes everything. So I feel like a lot of people don't know that. And that is what makes her a genius to me. Like, it is literally her diary that she puts in musical form.
She is a genius.
So know that when you're listening to it.
Lyrical genius. So I was listening to Dance With Our Hands Tied, which is, for those of you who are Taylor stans like us, about a relationship that she was keeping secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why.
We still don't know
there
who it is.
There are a lot of theories about who it's about and why. But basically, I heard this song today, and I was the part where she's talking about, if I could do it all over again, I'd hold your hands as the water came rushing in. And like, if I could do it all over again, even if it meant our death, I would ride or die with you. Like, I would not let this relationship go. And I was listening to that song and I just thought, this is a masterpiece. I already knew it, but I was feeling that part. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I just can't stop thinking about, who is that about?
Who is it about?
Who would she have that much regret about?
So, hot topic. Colleen also told me about this one.
Yeah. This is a deep dive into
Because Taylor fans are crazy.
Fanatical fan theories.
But there have been people who have said that maybe it's about her dating Carly Kloss.
Yep.
Or like having a relationship with Carly Kloss.
A secret relationship with Carly Kloss.
Which
and
actually
I know that sounds crazy to people who are hearing this for the first time. But it is a legit
theory. When she told me that, I was like, bullshit. Don't believe it. I'm not getting into this. And then I started listening to the song through that filter. And I'm like, it actually totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Like in that lens. So who knows if it's about her, whatever. But because she was also, Taylor's a ride or die friend.
Yes.
So she could have been ride or die as like just in that relationship in general. Like we're ride or die in this relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then got taken to the next level with someone else, which who knows if that's true or not. Fine. We don't care either way.
No.
We just want anybody on the planet to be happy.
Right.
But listen to the album, then listen to the lyrics because it is, it's crazy.
Like, so Carly Kloss and Taylor had a big falling out.
Yeah. Which
Carly got married and Taylor was not there.
Wow.
At the wedding. Did you know Carly got married to Jared Kushner's brother?
I don't know, first of all, who Jared Kushner is.
No,
and second of all, I didn't know who Carly Kloss was when you first told me, and I had to Google her. She is like a model.
But you know, Jared Kushner is married to Ivanka Trump. It's Ivanka Trump's husband.
Great. I don't know who Ivanka Trump is.
Oh my God. She's joking.
I'm just kidding.
For those of you on the podcast,
she has that look. She has that fashion line.
Yep. And she's also in the White House making big decisions.
I know. Okay, everybody. Give me some credit. Jeez. Anyway.
Any other hot topic, Ash, you want to talk about this week?
Oh, I've got. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've covered them. And I feel like we're good on, I mean, the time.
We've covered them
thoroughly. All right. I've brought a lot of value to this show.
You have.
So
you always
acknowledge
do.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we?
What's your valley for the week?
Oh, my valley for the week. Let me tell you, I have been having nightmares. I know. So for those of you listening, the face Ashley just gave me is this what the hell face. And I'd love to know from anybody, please email, write in, like, how do you stop nightmares? And I'm wondering if I freaked myself out so badly in October. Very curious for those of you who took me up on the recommendation of watching The Haunting of Hill House, how you're doing. Maybe you're impacted too. Maybe we should start some sort of survivors group.
Yeah.
But man, my nightmares have been crazy.
Yeah.
Like insane. That's
awful.
So I don't know.
So you're waking up and then like you don't want to go back to sleep.
Yeah. And I had a nightmare about my my dog, Betty. And it was so bad that the other night I almost woke her up so that I could hold her. Because I was So it just was bizarre.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering like how I'm, if I'm watching too much heavy, I talked about all the TV I'm watching. Maybe I need to cut it out.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to stop and go cold turkey.
Yeah. It sounds like you need some sort of detox.
I need intervention.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, I need to figure that out. I need to get that under control.
All right. My Valley. Honestly, I feel like I had a really great week. So I don't have a Valley. So my Valley. No, my Valley, really, I already referenced it, is it was Halloween last week. And I just recently started going gluten-free because I took this test like a couple months ago and it said highly reactive gluten in wheat. And I was like, BS, I don't feel a thing. And then all of a sudden these symptoms were happening and like my face was breaking out in a rash and I have these bumps all over my arms and my body. And then I started having aching joints and legs. Like if you don't do you, like John thinks that I'm crazy. My husband thinks that I'm crazy for saying like, do you remember growing pains growing up? And he's like, no, nobody remembers that. Yeah. But growing pains, I remember, where your legs just ache and it like is painful. And so anyway, that was happening to me. So I was like, well, maybe I'll cut out gluten and see what happens. So I'm 6-7 weeks gluten-free-ish, but Halloween was last week. And I did not realize how gluten is in every, my favorite candy bar, Milky Way. There's gluten in Milky Way.
Really?
Yeah. What? Guess what else has gluten?
What?
All of the licorice.
Oh.
Twizzlers, Red Vines, and apparently every other like chewy candy.
That feels like it should be safe.
Yeah, it does. And it's not. There's a lot of things that are not gluten-free that should be gluten-free, and I am pissed. And that was a major valley for me this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds serious. Remember when you didn't know what was wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
How did you find out again?
I took a test. I use this company called Everly Well. It's like an at-home test. They send you a thing, you prick your finger, or you give them some blood. They send it, they test for 96 foods, and then they send it back and see what you're reactive to. And I also feel, I've heard that things can change after you're pregnant. So like, because I was fine eating gluten my whole life, but yeah. So I thought that the rashes on my face were from red wine, but then they came one time where I didn't have red wine. And I thought, okay, well then what is it? And then I don't know, the bumps on my arm, people told me it's either dairy or gluten. It's like some intolerance. So whatever. So I think a lot of you probably have things that you're eating that your body is like giving you the middle finger about. You could take the test and see, but just be prepared to then be let down all the time because they put gluten in everything if that's one of your reactive foods.
Man.
I know. Dressings? Like, there's a taco place by me, and I wanted to order tacos.
Yeah.
On corn tortillas.
Should be safe.
Should be safe, not safe.
Not safe?
Not safe. Red zone. Can't.
You are in a gluten war zone.
It's a war zone. And this treacherous.
You have
every
got to
step
be careful.
I take, I gotta watch myself.
I'm worried about
there might
about
be
you.
A mine.
I'm very worried about you being in the world on your own with this.
Yeah. Thank God for the internet because literally, what would I do without it? You
I
know?
Have no idea. No.
Yeah. So that was a major bow.
Tell me about your peak.
My peak this week was probably a couple things. Again, super prepared. All right. I was going to give you like a peak that's not relevant. I'll give you a peak that's a little bit relevant.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll throw you guys a bone.
Please.
So my peak this week is I have been wearing the same perfume for years.
Okay.
Since college.
Yeah.
We're talking since freshman year of college, which if you don't know, 2003, it's been, 15 years? It's been 15 years since I've been wearing the same perfume for 15 years. You want to know about that? It's called Asumiyaki. Okay. But a month ago, I was around somebody that smelled outrageous.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what the hell
are you wearing?
Your body.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, girl, it's this perfume.
Well, I'm dying to
know.
Well,
I immediately went, not immediately, about 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later, I went to the store and picked it up. I can't stop spraying myself with
it. Okay, well,
only spray like once or twice because it's very strong and it lasts all the time.
Are you going to
It's by YSL and it's like Cone Merci or something. It's like a French. It's their only perfume. It's in this little square bottle. I got mine at Sephora, but I saw they have it on Amazon. They have it at Macy's. It's like they're. If you type in YSL perfume, it's in there. And I went to Sephora planning on getting the one that this girl said. It's like Cone Merci or something, right? Which doesn't mean like with thank you.
No maybe. Idea.
Who knows? But I got Couture. The
ooh.
Couture one.
Ooh.
Because it had a little bit more of a flavor that I liked. Yeah. And so now I'm wearing that. Can you smell
me? I can smell it.
And it is.
I feel like
something.
We look like an ad. Like, I can't smell it.
Yeah.
We're totally not
this
getting
is not,
paid.
We're not getting paid.
There's
YSL
zero
pay us,
chance.
We're in.
Also, I'm going to buy it right after this.
Yeah.
Again, it sounds like a total advertisement.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really sold me,
where's
besides it smelling great.
Because I'm going to Google this. And make
is,
sure I have the right
when you said you could buy it on Amazon. Like, if you can buy it on Amazon, I'm 100%
easy,
in. If
easy,
I have to go to a store, not a chance.
Okay, I have a feeling once I give you the actual name, you're going to laugh at me because I feel like perhaps it's not Cone Merci. Oh, yeah,
what?
It's not Cone Merci. You guys, it's YSL Mon Perry. So it's M-O-N, not C-O-N. And instead of Merci, it's Paris, basically. Mon Perry.
I wonder if...
But it was... I was very close.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's any... Can you buy it? Just buy it.
Well, yeah, but there. Don't get it on Amazon. It's more expensive on Amazon.
Okay, so it's $97 on Amazon. What did you buy it for?
Probably about the same, but at Sephora... Hey, fine, I'll buy it for you if you want it.
Buy it with one click.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it, but I just wanted to see if there's a cheaper version. Wow.
I wonder
now
if there's any
spot. So now
I can't wait to smell good, finally.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker, you were sold.
This order's been placed.
Wow.
I wonder if Cone Merci in any way, for those of you who are what is it, French? Italian?
Yeah, that's French.
Could it mean without mercy?
No, but like, merci in French means thank you.
Oh, without.
Because you say like merci,
like,
merci.
Hey, I smell good. No thanks. Could it be that? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Okay, my
peach or valley or I mean, peak. What's your peak? Yeah, great. I am present.
My peak was for sure. So last time we went live just on Instagram, we were about to throw our Halloween party.
Yeah.
You guys,
how lewd ween,
my last name, play on words. I love Halloween so much. And it's always so much work to throw a party.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to clean your house.
Oh,
we cooked some things. So you're cooking in the kitchen. You're scrubbing the shit out of your house. Then you've got decorations. You've got a lot of things to then... You know, the house gets messier again before it gets cleaner again.
Right.
You got stuff everywhere. And we don't just put up one decoration.
Right.
I mean, we, like, redo the
house.
No,
and, like, let me just interject here. This is the first party that I've been to this Halloween. It was the first one that I was able to come to. They literally turned their garage into a haunted maze. So they put up, like, all these tarps with, like, music and lights and things hanging. So that's the way that you enter the house, which I was scared, actually. Then I come in and, like, every corner of the house has some decoration. You literally took out all of your furniture, basically, from there and, like, put in tables
cocktail
and
tables.
Lights and, like, they had a dead body, an actual dead body in their bathtub with blood all over the walls.
In fact, we wrote
it was no small
red rum on the mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So murder back, you know, guys. So
no,
I tried to scrub it off, and still when I shower, it'll like the mirror will steam up and it'll say,
that is
the
last thing you need.
Especially and I wonder why I'm having nightmares.
Yeah.
But so your only hope when you put that much work into a party is that it's fun. And I had a total blast.
Yeah.
So it was another successful year, huge peak. And it also feels so great when it's over. Like when you put all the work into a party and then like it's done and you can just move on with your life.
Yeah.
So Halloween stuff is packed away. I've already brought down Christmas stuff. I'm very excited for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Cannot
festive.
That's a wrap.
Wow, you guys.
This one by fast.
If you're on the podcast listening, holy shit, do we love you.
Yeah. And we can't wait to come back every week.
Yeah.
And we can't wait for you to join us.
And you can sip with us
any
time.
Love you forever.
No.